Hospital admissions from COVID-19 are at record levels in some states in Australia. The country's in the grip of a third wave of the Omicron variant, with more than 300,000 cases recorded this week and a peak expected in August.
I think there's still a little bit of uncertainty, but we're probably going to reach record numbers and record numbers in hospital potentially in various parts of the country now, which is the concerning bit. As I said, we're starting from a complete position of disadvantage in having hospitals which are completely full as they normally are.
Australia is among the most heavily vaccinated countries against COVID-19. 95% of the population above the age of 16 has received two doses. The federal government is now offering a fourth dose to those over 30 years. But so far there's been caution to take up the offer.
The fourth shot gives additional protection. We've seen that very clearly from across the world. So essentially, we just need to get more of those shots in.
The new wave of infections is not just being felt here in Australia, but also across the Asia Pacific. Even Micronesia, which had been COVID-free until now, has had its first case reported in the community.
Epidemiologists are encouraging Pacific nations to expand the rollout of the fourth dose of the COVID-19 vaccine to avert a spike in infections.
In countries, particularly in the Asia Pacific region, where a lot of countries kept their infection rates down, didn't have a big history of infections, but were relying on our vaccination, we still had the same problem that we ended up needing the booster to really get that protection from these new sub-variants.
The new sub-variants are the latest challenge to China's zero COVID policy, with Shanghai rolling out mass testing and residents now required to take a PCR COVID-19 test at least once a week until August. In the Chinese territory of Macau, a government-imposed extended lockdown will be lifted and casinos allowed to reopen on Saturday. In South Korea, new cases are nearly 10 times higher than a month ago, with nearly 70,000 cases on Friday and a warning from the health agency that it could surge to over 200,000 daily cases next month. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera.